अखण्डम् सच्चिदानन्दम् अवाङ्मनसगोचरम् आत्मानमखिलाधारम् आश्रये भीष्टसिद्धये। रिलेशन विद ईश्वरा, हैज नो अदर सब्स्टिट्यूट फॉर ग्रोथ इन स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ। इफ यू वॉन्ट टू हैव ग्रोथ इन स्पिरिचुअलिटी इन द फॉर्म ऑफ चित्त शुद्धि, in the form of purification of mind, relating to Ishvara is inevitable. The Karma Yoga, as far as the form of Karma Yoga is concerned, it may vary. Some people may do sacrifices in the form of yajna. Some people may not do sacrifices, they will do puja. Some people may not do puja also, they may do japa. Some people may do service. Like that, as far as the action is concerned, there is choice. But as far as the attitude is concerned, there is no choice. There has to be the relation with Ishvara. There is no Karma Yoga without Ishvara, and having a proper attitude, proper relations with Ishvara. Not only for spiritual growth, some people may say, we don't want spiritual growth. Then what do you want? I want to live happily. Even for that, there is a need for relating to Ishvara. Because even the modern psychology accepts that an atheist is more likely to have psychological problems than a religious person. Relating to Ishvara is useful for a good mental health, a good psychological health. Life is not always a cozy bed of roses. There will be crisis in life. There will be situations when our mind is disturbed. There will be ups and downs, emotional ups and downs. The relation with Ishvara helps one to handle the emotional ups and downs, the shocks in life. And therefore, there is a need to have a relationship with Ishvara. Now people may ask, how I can relate with Ishvara? Therefore, to have a relationship with Ishvara, there is a need to understand what Ishvara is. How to understand Ishvara? I don't see Ishvara. I see only this world, this universe. How I can understand Ishvara? How I can even accept that there is an Ishvara? You see this pot. When you see this pot, you see it has a symmetry. It has a proper shape. And therefore, you can see that there is an intelligence involved in this pot. In this pot, there is intelligence. It is not something random. There is intelligence in this pot. And therefore, this pot must have been made by an intelligent being. And you search for an intelligent being who has made this pot. Because the intelligence in this pot is not possible without its being made by an intelligent being. Who is that intelligent being? Potter. Similarly, you see this universe. In this universe also, there is a lot of intelligence. The sun rises every day without fail, in proper time interval, proper cycle, the sun rises and sets. There is intelligence. In the earth, there is proper atmosphere for living beings. There is oxygen. There is ideal temperature. And pressure for life to exist. There is intelligence. And also in our own body, if you see the parts of the body, say eye, this eye, not even the most advanced camera can challenge this eye. There is intelligence. There is the heart, the pump, which keeps on pumping without any complaints for many, many years. There is intelligence. And you see intelligence in this universe. Therefore, you can infer that there is an intelligent being who has created this universe. As the pot is created by Potter, there is a Potter who has created the universe. Who is that potter? Who is that potter? I have told. Harry Potter. Harry. Harry Potter. Not Harry Potter. Harry Potter. So this potter is called the efficient cause. Nimitta Karana. The efficient cause or intelligent cause. So as there is potter for this pot, for this universe, there is Ishvara. As the efficient cause. Nimitta Karana. Then efficient cause alone is not enough. You require the material also. Water alone is not enough. You require the clay also. The clay is material cause. There are two causes. Efficient cause and material cause. Efficient cause is called Nimitta Karana. Material cause is called Upadana Karana. So where is the material to create the universe? Is there any material outside Ishvara? There cannot be any material outside Ishvara. Because there is no creation yet. Creation has yet to take place. Therefore, the Ishvara himself is the Upadana Karana also. Ishvara himself is the material also. Ishvara is the Nimitta Karana. Ishvara is the Upadana Karana. It is called Abhinna Nimitta Upadana Karana. Nimitta Karana and Upadana Karana in one. The author introduced that. Nimitta Karana and Upadana Karana in one. And how is it possible? The author gave an example also. What is the example? Spider. Spider is the Nimitta Karana as well as Upadana Karana for the web. The thread comes from the spider only. The design is also done by the spider only. Similarly, this universe is from Ishvara only. There is no second cause. Only one cause. The one cause is Ishvara. And therefore, the universe doesn't exist apart from Ishvara. Whatever is there has to be Ishvara only. Ishavasyam idam sarvam. Everything in this world, everything in this creation is not different from Ishvara. To drive home this point, the Shastra talks of the Srishti. How each and everything came from Ishvara. The Srishti is told. And therefore, we are now looking into the Srishti. First of all, from Ishvara, the five Sukshma Bhutas came, we saw. What are the five Sukshma Bhutas? Akasha, Vayu, Agni, Jala and Prithivi. These are Sukshma Bhutas. Yet, they are not grossified. And these Sukshma Bhutas combine to produce the Sukshma Shariras. And we are now in the Sukshma Sharira. So Sukshma Sharira includes the 17 parts, Saptadasha Avayavan. And in the 17 parts, we saw the 5 Jnanendriyas and Manas, Buddhi, Chitta and Ahankara. They are not as separate parts, they are included in Manas and Buddhi. So Manas, Buddhi, Chitta, Ahankara. Chitta and Ahankara are included in Manas and Buddhi. That we saw. And then the author told about Vijnanamaya Kosha. We have already seen Anandamaya Kosha previously. And then the author introduced Vijnanamaya Kosha. Incidentally, the author told what is Jiva. Jiva is nothing but the Chaitanya mixed up with the Vijnanamaya Kosha. Vijnanamaya Kosha is the Buddhi. The Buddhi and the Chaitanya are mixed up. And you are not able to discriminate between the Chaitanya and the Buddhi. And this mixture is called Jiva. And it has the Abhimana. I am the doer. It identifies itself as I am the doer. I am the enjoyer. I am the sukhi. I am happy. I am dukhi. I am sad. All these identifications are there for the Jiva. And this Jiva is Ihaloka Paraloka Gami. The Jiva is the one which travels in this body, this Sthula Sharira. The Sthula Sharira cannot travel. The Sukshma Sharira with the Chaitanya. Sukshma Sharira mixed with the Chaitanya travels. Once this Sthula Sharira is down, the Sukshma Sharira goes along with the Chaitanya. That is the Jiva. The Jiva travels and it goes to another body, another Janma. There it does Punya and Papa Karma. It does a good karma, a Shastriya karma, it gets Punya. And Ashastriya karma it does, it gets Papa. And this Papa and Punya are accumulated. And again it loses its Sthula Sharira. Its gross body dies in that Janma. With this Punya and Papa, this Jiva travels. And according to the Punya and the Papa, it gets another Janma, another body. This is the journey of a Jiva. When you die, you take your Punya and Papa along with you. Dhanani bhumau pashavashta goshthe. Bharya grihadvare janasmashane dehaschitayam paraloka marge karmanugo gacchati jiva ekaha. When you die, a person dies. Does he take his money with him? His wealth, his property? Dhanani bhumav. This person collected all the money and he accumulated it below the earth. That was the bank previously. All the gold coins and all, he left there. That is why when somebody digs, sometimes they find. So dhanani bhumav. The wealth remains under the earth only. Pashavashcha goshte. There is another type of wealth, cattle wealth. All cows and all these things, horses, pashus. They will remain in the goshta, in the cow shed. Bharya grihadware. When this dead body is carried, the wife is not even allowed to come up to the smashana, up to the cremation ground. Bharya grihadware. The wife will wait only till the entrance of the door. Then they will not allow her to come. Because perhaps ladies are not allowed to go to smashana. Only men go. Janaha smashane. All the other relatives, son, etc. They come up to smashana. They can't come further. Deha chitayam. Your body is burnt in the chita. In the funeral pyre. Karmanugo gacchati jiva ekaha. Paraloka marge karmanugo gacchati jiva ekaha. Only the jiva travels in the paraloka marga. To the paraloka, the jiva alone travels. In keeping with your karma. It takes the karma in the subtle form. Whatever punya and papa you have accumulated. So that is ihaloka paraloka gami jivaha vyavahariko jivaha. It is a vyavaharika jiva. The jiva which does all the vyavahara. So this jiva will continue to exist until you get atma jnana. As long as there is jiva, there is samsara. Samsara continues. The problems continue. You keep on having the experience of pleasure and pain. The jiva keeps on experiencing pleasure and pain in keeping with its karma. It keeps on going from body to body. That is samsara. Experience of pleasure and pain and travel from body to body. A continuous, non-stop travel. No end. That is samsara. So when will this samsara end? Only when you get atmajnana. Self-knowledge. And how to get self-knowledge? How to get atmajnana? Study Vedanta. Study Vedanta Sara. So, Vyavahariko Jiva Ityuchyate. So like that, Vijnanamaya Kosha is over. Now the author is entering into Manomaya Kosha. What is Manomaya Kosha? He is telling. It's just defining the Manomaya Kosha. Manasto Jnanendriyaihi Sahitam Sat Manomaya Kosho Bhavati. Manas, mind. We have already seen what is manas. There is one antahkarana with four types of vrittis. and with the particular type of vritti, it is called manas. What is the type of vritti? Sankalpa vikalpatmika, doubt. When there is a doubt vritti, it is manas. The antahkarana is called manas. The same thing is called by four names: manas, buddhi, ahankara and chitta. I have discussed elaborately in the last class. Manas tu jnanendriyaihi sahitam. This manas, along with the jnanendriyas, along with the five jnanendriyas, chakshuhu, shrotvak chakshuhu, shrotram, etc. Sahitam. Sahitam means along with, accompanied with. Manomaya kosho bhavati. It is called manomaya kosha. So three koshas are over. What are the three koshas? Anandamaya, vijnanamaya and manomaya. Here you have to come the reverse order. Not like tattvabodha. Tattvabodha annamaya started. Here downwards. So manastu jnanendriyaihi sahitam sat manomaya kosho bhavati. Now the author has to introduce the fourth kosha, pranamaya kosha. Therefore, he is introducing the components of pranamaya kosha, the constituents of pranamaya kosha. Karmendriyani, vak, pani, pada, payu, upasthakhyani. There are five karmendriyas. We have already seen five jnanendriyas. Now, five karmendriyas. There are totally 10 indriyas. Five jnanendriyas and five karmendriyas. Five senses of knowledge and five indriyas of action. So, karmendriyani means the indriyas of action. Indriyas which deal with all the actions. What are they? Vak. Vak means the sense of speech. The indriya of speech. The indriya which performs the action of speech. Pani. Pani means the indriya responsible for the movement of the hand. In the neurology, there are motor neurons. There are sensory neurons and motor neurons. So what is there inside the motor neuron? The indriya is there. The indriya functions through these motor neurons. So pani, whatever message is given to this hand to move, it is pani indriya. Pada. Pada means the legs. The sense responsible for the movement of the legs is pada indriya. Payu. Payu is the indriya responsible for evacuation, excretion, excretion of the waste, elimination of the waste. That is called payu indriya. And upastha indriya. Upastha indriya means the indriya responsible for generation, indriya responsible for the reproductory function. So five karmendriyas. Etani,
etani
punaha,
punaha
आकाशादीनाम रजोंशेभ्यः व्यस्तेभ्यः पृथक् पृथक् क्रमेण उत्पद्यन्ते. सो नो द ऑथर इज टेलिंग फ्रॉम व्हाट डू दिस कर्मेंद्रियास कम. वी हैव सीन दैट द पंच ज्ञानेंद्रियास केम फ्रॉम द सात्विकांशा ऑफ द सात्विका पोर्शन ऑफ द फाइव एलिमेंट्स फाइव सूक्ष्म भूतास इंडिविजुअल सूक्ष्म भूतास फ्रॉम आकाशा व्हाट इंद्रिया केम श्रोत्रेन्द्रिया के फ्रॉम वायु त्वगिंद्रिया के सात्विकांश ऑल सात्विकांश द सात्विका पोर्शन ऑफ आकाश श्रवणेन्द्रिया के लाइक दैट. एंड वी सॉ फ्रॉम व्हाट अंतःकरणा के दिस मनस बुद्धि एटसेट्रा वेयर फ्रॉम इट के It came from the mixture of all the sattvikamshas. The sattvika portion of akasha, vayu, etc. all mixed together produced this manas, buddhi, etc. And now the five karmendriyas. Etani. All these karmendriyas. We have read this? No. We have read. Etani. All these five karmendriyas. Akashadinam rajomshephyaha. They come from the rajomsha, the rajas portion of akasha, etc. Unlike the jnanindriyas. The punaha. Punaha means unlike. Unlike the Jnanendriya, they come from the Rajas portion, the Rajas part of Akasha, etc. Akashadinam Rajomshebhyaha, Vyastebhyaha, from individual element, not mixed, all the Rajomshas don't mix up, the individual Rajas portion. Prithak prithak, separately. The rajomsha of akasha doesn't mix with other rajomshas. It remains independent. Individually and separately. Kramena. In the consecutive order of enumeration. In the order of enumeration. The enumeration of the five elements. Akasha, Vayu, Agni, Jala, Prithivi. Vak, Pani, Pada, Payu, Upastha. So they come respectively. So from Akasha, the Rajomsha of Akasha, the Rajas portion of Akasha, Vagindriya comes. From the Rajas portion of Vayu, Pani Indriya comes. The Rajas portion of Agni, Pada Indriya comes. The Rajas portion of Jala, Payu Indriya comes. The Rajas portion of Prithivi, Upastha Indriya comes. Like that. Utpadyante, they are produced. Vaya Vaha, Prana Apana, व्यान उदाना समानाः. देर आर फाइव प्राणास पंच प्राणाः. दिस प्राणास हैव अनदर नेम वायु. वायु वायु हियर मीन्स प्राण नॉट द विंड. दिस प्राण इज अ पार्ट ऑफ सूक्ष्म शरीर विच इज रेस्पॉन्सिबल फॉर all the physiological functions of the body. All the physiological functions of the body are governed by the prana. And this prana is fivefold based on its functions. So vayavaha, vayavaha means the pranas. There are five pranas and the pranas are divided because of their functions. What are the five pranas? Prana, apana, vyana, udana and samana. Most of you know this. Pranaya swaha, apanaya swaha. Even at before eating, this five times they take rice. Om pranaya swaha, apanaya swaha, vyanaya swaha, like that. That means you consider the five pranas in your body as the fire, five fires, five agnis, and you give ahuti, offer the rice to these five pranas. Swaha, it's an ahuti. You are doing yajna. The eating is a yajna. Eating is a ritual. So, that apart. So, prana, apana, vyana, udana and samana are the five pranas. And what is each of these is described. Prano nama, pragamanavan, nasagrasthanavarti. Prana. The first one is prana. Prana is pragamanavan. That which moves forward. Prak means forward. The forward moving prana is called prana. All five are collectively called prana. Among them, one of them is named prana. So the word prana we have to understand. It may be used in two senses. One is all five collectively. Prana, apana, vyana, udana, samana. All five are pranas. And among them, one is named prana. So, this prana is one of the five. So, that prana means pragamanavan, that which moves forward. The forward moving prana is called prana. And it has a sthana, a position in our body. Prana is everywhere in the body, but it has a special position given because in that particular place, the function of prana is predominantly experienced. So what is the position for this prana? Nasagra. The tip of the nose. Nasagrasthanavarti. Nasagra, the tip of the nose. Sthana, the position. Varti, it is present in that place. Apano nama. Avagamanavan, Vaivadisthanavarti. So, pragamanavan means even the exhalation. Exhalation is the function of prana because forward moving. Apana is the opposite. Apano nama. Apana means avagamanavan, that which goes downwards. The downward movements of the body are controlled by apana. Inhalation will be the function of apana according to this definition. Inhalation, excretion, all those will be the work of apana. And where is it present? Payuadisthanavarti. Payu, the organ of excretion. The excretory organ. Etc. Are the sthana for this apana. So its function is mainly felt in the excretory system. Downward movement. Even the inhalation is controlled by apana. Inhalation. And also the taking in of the food, that is also controlled by apana. All downward movements. Udano vyano nama vishwagamanavan akhila sharira varti. Vyana, what is vyana? Vishwagamanavan, it moves in all the directions. Vishwak, in all the directions, everywhere in the body. And it is akhila sharira varti. It is present in all parts of the body. It is present everywhere in the body. Akhila sharira, total sharira. The circulation. Circulation is the function of apana. Everywhere it takes the blood. Udano nama kanthasthaniya urdhagamanavan utkramana vayuhu. Udana. Udano nama kanthasthaniyaha. The udana is present in the kantha, in the throat. And it is urdhagamanavan. It moves upwards. Upwards moving prana. And what is the function of udana? It is utkramana vayuhu. It is the one which is responsible for leaving the body. Utkramana means leaving the body. Passing out of the body. At the time of death. Therefore, the real activity of udana is seen only at the time of death. At the time of death, all the other pranas are withdrawn. Prana, apana, etc. are withdrawn. The sukshma sharira is also resolved. All the activities are withdrawn. Eyes, etc. you are not able to see. All are withdrawn. And the whole sukshma sharira is condensed. And then this udana is activated. And udana moves upwards through your throat. And you feel the pain or something. I don't know. I have not experienced in the throat. And then udana passes out of the body. Udana takes the jiva out of the body. So therefore, udana is utkramana vayuhu. It is meant for utkramana. So, other pranas are active in your body. This prana is not generally active. It should not be active also. It is active only when you have to leave the body. So, there are two types of people. One is jitasavaha, another is ajitasavaha. Generally, the people are ajitasavaha. They don't have a control over their udana. And therefore they can't dictate the udana when it has to leave the body. We don't know also, we cannot even ask udana, now time is up, you leave the body. We can't ask. But there are some people who have practiced the yoga, the yogic technique of having a say over this udana. And such people can activate the udana when they want. So they are called jitasavaha or jitapranaha. Those who have won over this prana. They have a command over this prana. Such people are there. And they can say, I am leaving this body on this particular moment. And they can activate udana at that time and they can leave the body. Those who are interested can try. But that is not required as far as moksha is concerned. Even without practicing that technique, you can get moksha. And that if you have practiced that technique also, it is not guaranteed that you will get moksha. It has nothing to do with moksha in fact. It's an accomplishment, a different type of accomplishment. Samano nama, sharira madhyagata, ashita pita, annadi, samikarana karaha. Samana, the fifth prana. It is sharira madhyagata. Its position is in the middle of the body, the stomach. Sharira madhya, middle of the body. And what it does? Ashita pita annadi samikarana karaha. Digestion and assimilation. Ashita pita anna. Ashita means eaten. Anna, food. And pita, drunk. Whatever you drink, water, etc. Jala, etc. So, anna adi means anna, jala, etc. Samikarana karaha, it does the samikarana. Samikarana means assimilation. Samana assimilates the food and drink, etc. which are consumed. And now the author is telling what is samikarana. Samikaranam to paripaka karanam rasa rudhira shukra purishadi karanam iti yavat. Samikarana. Samikarana means, samikarana includes two things. One is digestion and then converting the digested food into the various constituents of the body. Like all the tissues, etc., blood, etc. So, samikaranam to paripaka karanam. Paripaka karanam. First, digestion. Paripaka. It digests the food. And then, the digested food has to be classified into two portions. One is the wanted portion, another is unwanted portion. The required portion has to be converted into various tissues in the body, like rasa, rudhira, shukra, etc. Rasa means all the fluids in the body, like enzymes, hormones, etc. All various fluids. Rudhira, blood. Shukra, semen. So like that, various tissues, bone, all those things you can supply. And the unwanted portion is converted into Purisha. Purisha means the unwanted thing. Adhikaranam. So it converts the food into all these things. That is called assimilation. Digestion and converting into various components of the body, various constituents of the body. Iti yavata. So Krishna says in Gita, Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva Praninam Dehamashritaha Pranapana Samayuktaha Pachamyannam Chaturvidham. So all this food, Chaturvidham Annam, all types of food is digested and assimilated by the Ishvara only in the form of the prana. Ishvara himself is present in the form of the prana. So everywhere, in everything, there is Ishvara. That is why we study what all is the manifestation of Ishvara. So, like that, five pranas are there. And according to some people, there are five more pranas. Ke chitto, naga, kurma, krikala, devadatta, dhananjayakhyaha, pancha anyevayavaha, santi iti vadanti. Kechittu, some people, a minority, it's a minority's view. Majority accept only five pranas. There are some people, no, there are five more pranas. They have invented five more pranas. So naga, there is one more prana, naga. And they have named also. Kurma, second one is kurma. Third is krikala. Fourth is devadatta. And fifth is dhananjaya. Akhyaha. Akhyaha means named, called. Pancha anyevayavaha. Five other vayus. Five other pranas. Santi are there. Iti vadanti. They say so. Kechit vadanti. Some people say. So what are the functions of each prana? Tatra, nagaha, udgiranakaraha, kurmaha, unmilanakaraha, krikalaha, kshutkaraha, devadatto, jambhanakaraha, dhananjayaha, poshanakaraha. So, nagaha. Naga's function is udgirana. Udgirana means belching. Eruption. Belching. After you eat the food, sometimes you belch. That is called belching. Kurmaha unmilanakaraha. Kurma does the work of unmilana. Opening the eyes, eyelids. Krikalaha kshutkaraha. Krikala causes kshut. Hunger. The word kshut can be taken either as hunger or sneezing. Sneezing also kshut. According to the Tikakara, it is hunger. And the translation also is hunger. What they exactly mean, we have to ask them only. Those who have invented these five pranas. Devadattaha jrimbhanakaraha. Devadatta is responsible for yawning. Jrimbhana, yawning. Dhananjayaha poshanakaraha. Dhananjaya is the poshana, responsible for nourishing the body. Poshanakaraha. Etesham pranadisho antarbhavat pranadayaha panchaiva iti kechita. Etesham, all these five pranas, five extra pranas, they are included in prana, etc. Pranadishu antarbhavat. Antarbhava means inclusion. They are included in prana, etc. Prana, apana, etc. And therefore, pranadayaha pancha eva. There are only five pranas. Only five pranas. Pancha eva prana. Iti kechita. Like that, some people say. So these five pranas, the extra pranas are not necessary. Because these five pranas, the function of these five pranas can be included in the function of prana, apana, etc. Therefore, only five pranas are required. And in the Shruti also, only five pranas are enumerated. These five pranas are not told anywhere. So only five pranas are there. We will stop here. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.